Blog Talk Radio.
In a side fight on the air. Gotta make your own music tonight. My engineer deserted me. A dirty, no good bum. You know, I was going to be a trumpet player. See, I had an empty toilet paper roll, see, and I put it up to my mouth, and I went out in the street, and I was going, and people started giving me money. That's how I got the idea, see. And when they started giving me money, then I told them, I said, this is my last roll of toilet paper. I got to get more toilet paper. So they gave me some money, and I was able to buy toilet paper, and then I could follow what Grandpa said. Don't forget a wipe for your ass. I got that. Anyway, we got a great show for you tonight. We're going to try to call Louie later. Later, Louie. Later, Louie. If he's there. My engineer is not here tonight. So you got to use the InterSight hotline, 631-224-3090. And leave your number. I'll try to call you back, put you on the show. But engineer deserted me. Now, you know, we have the philosopher on the show, disabled friendly philosopher, and I want to get his opinion as to should the engineer be allowed to go to the doctor when the show is on and desert the show. I don't think that's right. Well, philosopher, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm right here on the line. See, they're right here. What is it? What is it, InterSight?
Well, now, what should I do about that? You know, the engineer took off, went to the doctor. She said her leg was swollen. Now, leg was swollen.
Oh, wait a minute. Turn her around, kick her in the ass, and she'll be a... No, don't do that. That might hurt.
No, it won't hurt if you kick her in the ass. It'll hurt if you kick her in the leg.
In the leg, yeah, that's it.
Oh, ah! Well, she's a stupid idiot anyway, see. She's too fat, too tall, too lean, too stupid, everything. What do you think we should do?
Well, you see, now the thing is, if you went to the doctor, now most people, when they go to the doctor, they come back worse.
They come back what?
Worse.
Oh, you mean worse.
That's what I said, worse. What's the matter? Can't you hear? I know you're blind, you stupid. Come back worse because the doctor gives them stuff, see? Now, the other day, I wanted to find out about that weight loss medicine, the new medicine. They had a big fight over if they're going to pay for it or not. Well, you know they're going to pay for it because the drug companies are going to give them part of that money back and they're going to make the money, see? Now, they had the big fight, and yesterday on the news, it came out, yes, they will pay for the Go Low. Well, Go Low, that's the name of this. Go low, or you better, if you go low, you better think high. Don't hit me low, that's all I got to say. Will you cut that out? Go low. So I investigated it, and the first thing you go, you read the website. See, the first thing it tells you is how wonderful this stuff is, that you're going to lose weight and you look like a glamour girl and all the guys will be chasing you. Wait a minute, they chased my girlfriend anyway. Well, you cut that out. And the guys will chase you, and you, and now you look like one of those models, and all because of go low, and you think high. So then you go down, you start reading all the fine print, then you find out the trouble. See, it may cause irritable bowel, the digestion disturbances, palpitation in the heart, disrupted veins, corroded auditoria of the mala out gungata, and twisted toes, and it'll cause your wife to leave you because your ding-a-ling won't operate. Woo! Well, you cut that out. Well, now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that this stuff, go low, has all those side effects? Oh, yeah, and worse. You open the bottle, you smell it. One guy fainted. They had to call the FBI. I mean, the 911. Yeah, he came down. They investigated it, and they said, well, there's nothing we can do because he didn't leave the state. He fainted right here. Woo! Cut that out. Anyway, go low. You better get high before you go low. Let me tell you something. Oh, and then it says it could cause the crackling blood vessels with the operation discomfort and all kinds of memorabilia brain damage. I tell you, by the time this stuff gets through with you, you won't have to lose weight. You'll be dead. Woo! Well, that stuff is certainly a hazard to people, and I hope they don't take it. I hope they don't do that. Anyway, thank you, Disabled Philosophy. Yeah, well, if she ever comes back to the engineering, she'll never be the same. Not only if she went over there, she couldn't walk. Now she won't be able to. She won't be able to talk. She won't be able to see. She's half deaf now. Woo! And she said her blood pressure goes through the roof. Well, now it's going to go through the sky. All right, thank you. Our analyzation of the new weight loss drug by the friendly, disabled-friendly philosopher. So a word to the wise, don't take it. All right, now listen, now, whatever you do, we've got to put our disclaimer in here. Don't try any of this at home, you know. We had one guy who tried it. And he tried to throw a water balloon out the window, see? Yeah, what happened? The window was closed. He almost drowned. All right, don't try any of this at home. And don't do what this guy did who wrote me a letter, see? I think I told you about the letter, how he didn't want to pay the dentist to get his tooth pulled. So he used the tooth pulling method that he heard about on the show. Yeah, and what happened? Well, not only did his tooth come out, his jaw, his jawbone came out. Well, you cut that out. Yeah, they thought he was a prize fighter. He got hit in the jaw, Rocky Marciano, yeah. Anyway, let's see. Oh, we got a great story coming up, a great news story. Now get a load of this. There's a politician who has a bill, and it looks like the bill's going to pass, to license people who have to go to the bathroom. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you need a license to go to the bank? Well, sure, they license everything, don't they? And you got to pay $5 a year, although you don't renew your license. If you don't renew your bathroom license, boy, are you in trouble. Well, how are they going to check the licenses? Well, we'll tell you about that story coming up, but it's very interesting, see. All right, Inner Sight, let's see. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. Roar. Look out. Big East Takeda Rescue. Joanne Diamond, my good friend, thank you so much for my dog's food. Let's see. Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. Or you can call 609-388-7004 to get more information how you can adopt an Akita. Big East Akita Rescue. All right. We're brought to you by A Day for Milton. Oh, and by the way, we have a reason to be happy. We started Inner Sight Montana today officially with the state of Montana. We are now registered, awaiting the papers in the mail, and our advocate over there, Lori, visually impaired, who escaped some time ago. We'll give you that story when Lori calls in. She wants to tell her story. Escaped from a nursing home. All right, Inner Sight Montana, the first state other than New York to branch out and create Inner Sight. And I'm very excited about that. I think other states are going to follow. Inner Sight Montana, on our website. All right, let's see. A Day for Milton, and that's related to Shelby's Kitchen, the catering place. If you go over there, you can see a great, beautiful presence of Milton, a big painting and all that. Their number is 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen for catering. And if you'd like to do A Day for Milton, send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Or call the hotline, 631-224-3090. Leave your number. We'll call you back. You don't need any money to do A Day for Milton. It's all about awareness and creativity. So we'd love to get another state. We did one here in last year ago, May. And it was beautiful. I'd like to get another state to do it. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Third Eye, Insight. You want to stay in shape? Call my buddy Fernandez, Devin. Fernandez, 631-445-3464, Third Eye, Insight. Learn how to protect yourself. Yeah, stay in shape. You don't need any Gojo weight loss. Call Devin. He'll make you jump around a lot. You'll lose weight. All right. Inner Sight. Devin's number again, 631-445-3464. All right. The answer to the Gojo, Go Low Joe, whatever the hell it is. Go Low. What a stupid name. Yeah. Go Low. If you live long enough. Anyway. Taking that stuff. Anyway, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. Go an extra mile for a child. We thank you from Inner Sight for remembering that and putting it into practice. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. That's the name of the joint. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. All these numbers are memorized in the magic brain of Perinus. I mean, Perino. The we don't need artificial asinine intelligence. We have organic intelligence on this show. All right. So there's the number, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Hey, I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for all their help. And our up-and-coming news conference on the nursing homes. Boy, are we going to kick their butt. All right. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Look for their new clinic opening up next month to help Suffolk County residents who need psychiatric help. And I'm told that it's going to be geared holistic. It's going to be the doctor is very open-minded to homeopathic and holistic remedies. So that's good. That's definitely a plus. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocate for the disabled, 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight hotline. And we got the story coming up. Now, you won't hear this story anywhere else, you know. This is an exclusive story of how this politician wants to license people who need to use the bathroom. Oh, geez. Can you imagine that? What a mess. In more ways than one. But you know who's going to love that? People who clean up are going to love it. They're going to get better jobs. Oh, you want me to come in and shovel that stuff? It'll cost you $50 an hour. All right, Inner Sight. We have that exclusive story coming up. And you'll hear some of the characters protesting on that. No engineer tonight. She deserted me. I'll never forgive her for that. All right. I heard the police were looking for me. Yeah, this is a true story, folks. So I come home from my deli, and my landlady is in the car. You know, they're leaving. She opens the window. She says, Frank, come please, come quick, please, here. Come here, quick, please. So what's the matter? Police were here looking for you. Said your daughter niece can't find you. Your daughter lost. Did your daughter? Your daughter lost you. Lost me? Well, I'm pretty big. How can she lose? Your daughter is in car accident. You call right away. Call now. So I called all three of my daughters, and they said, what? We don't know anything about this, you know. And it gets worse, see. This morning, when I went into the coffee shop, next thing you know, I'm surrounded by a crowd. Gee, we're so glad you're all right. You need $5? Here's a couple. They're surrounding me, and the girls, Frank, are you all right? Was the dog sick? And then, lady, get away from me. And then the guy, the coffee manager, a good friend of mine, Drew, he said, boy, we were worried about you. And somebody called here and put in a police report that they couldn't find you. I said, how can you miss me? Just look for my dog. What, a bunch of idiots? So then I came home, and that's when the landlady came out, and, you know, please call now, daughter, look for you, call, please come, please. I tell you, it was a real thing from a movie. I think I'll put it in my book, that little story, you know. So I called all my daughters, I have three, And they didn't know a damn thing about this. They said, what? They said, turns out my daughter Mary called me and I think dialed the wrong number and she got panicky, you know. Why do people think worse of people, you know? I mean, what kind of thing is that, you know? Why don't they think good? Maybe he's busy. Maybe he's got a new girlfriend or something, you know. Maybe he... Maybe he's out playing shuffleboard, or who knows, but right away they panic, you know. And, I heard the knock on the door yesterday when I was here, and I went and answered the door, and nobody was there. Gee, I guess the cops didn't think I was that important. They ran away so fast. And they didn't even give me a siren. Next time, boys, I want to hear that siren. Oh, next time, call the newspapers, see? Tell them inner sight is missing. Inner sight missing now? Where go now this? Inner sight. Oh, shut up. Anyway, it was funny, man. I thought it was so damn funny. I couldn't stop laughing, you know. Oh, the things that people do, huh? All right, in the site, we got to do some skits, but we don't have any music, so. Say, Ollie, what do you want now? Well, do you love me? Well, of course. What do you mean, do I love you? You're not a woman. No, I don't mean that way. I mean as a friend. Do you love me? Well, of course I love you. You're my good friend, Stanley. Well, let me ask you a question, Ollie. If I were missing, would you call the police? Well, of course I would. I'd call the police, the FBI, the Army, the Navy, and the National Guard. Gee, you mean all those people would come looking for me? Well, I don't know if they'd come looking for you, but I'd call them. Oh, well, I hope you never have to do that. A lot of people and gee, I wonder if the governor would get involved. Well, I don't know. Why are you asking me this? Well, because the other day I was missing. What? What are you talking about? What do you mean you were missing? You're right here. Well, I wasn't. You weren't what? I wasn't here. Well, where were you? I don't know. I was missing. How can you be so stupid saying that you don't know where you were because you were missing? I never heard of such a thing. Well, I heard of it happening to other people. People get lost and they're missing and they don't know. They don't know. Well, now listen. I got an idea, see? We're going to go down to the store and get a bell. A bell? Well, what for? Well, we're going to around your wrist, see? If you're ever missing again, you just ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. You ring the bell and somebody will hear you and they'll report you. And then you won't be missing anymore. But I don't know if I want to walk around like a ding-a-ling. Well, why not? You're a ding-a-ling anyway. Will you? Come along, Stanley. Yeah, what are you birds for? We want to buy a bell like you got in the window there. A bell, huh? Well, how big do you want it? Oh, not too big. He's got to put it on his wrist. On his wrist? Wait a minute. Are you looking to hire a maid or get a bell? No, we don't want to hire a maid. We've got a maid. We've got a butler. Ollie's the butler. I'm not the butler. Don't listen to him. Now, let me see. There's a nice little bell. How much is that? 49 cents. 49 cents? Well, I haven't got 49. I'll give you a quarter for it. All right. Sold. There it is. Now, put that bell on, Stanley. Tie it on good. Now, listen. When you go out, and I'm not with you, you got the bell, and you just keep moving your arm, see? Well, I don't know. Won't it annoy people? No, it won't. No, they won't annoy them. And people like bells. Oh. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. If that's the good humor, man, get me a popsicle. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. When you quit ringing that bell, you're giving me a headache. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. You keep ringing that, and I'll give you two lumps. Woo! Put a bell on Stanley. Only, I don't think this bell is working out too good. Three fellas grabbed me and tried to get the bell away from me. They said I was annoying their wives with acting like a ding-a-ling. Well, I never, and you probably never will, get out there, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. All right. Stand by, folks. I got to answer the Inner Sight hotline. All right, that was Louie the Lip on the Inner Sight hotline. I got to call Louie back. We're going to have some fun with Louie. And coming up is the licensing, the bathroom license. The bathroom license coming up on Inner Sight. And we're going to tell you how. Oh, we'll tell you how to get a license, too, to go to the bathroom. Yeah, a license to go to, what are they going to think of next? I mean, you know. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Able News, Able News on and about the disabled, with columns by professionals. Oh, they got a my favorite is the column where you put an ad in and you can meet people. See? You know, the personal column. Yeah, I put an ad in there one time, see, and it was so crazy that they had to take it out. They wouldn't leave it in there. You know, I said, blind idiot wants to meet sweet bird. Blind idiot wants to meet biting buses. And they called me from the paper, and they said, "Is this Frank?" I said, yeah, what do you want? And they said, I go, "Who's the blind idiot?" I said, "Me, who do you think of? Did you find my bird?" We don't find birds. This is a newspaper for the disabled. Maybe the bird is disabled. Poor thing. You know that movie, Dumb and Dumber? Yeah, that stupid movie. Yeah, well, there was a blind guy in there who kept hugging a dead bird. Now, listen, let me know if you find my biting buzzard. You know, I don't care what she looks like because I can't see her, all right? Just send her over, wrap her up with a ribbon or something, and make sure you send plenty of bird seeds. Are you a maniac or something? No, that's my ad. We can't run this ad. We can't run this ad. It's against regulation. Oh, wait a minute. Well, you're not prejudiced against birds, are you? No, and usually people are looking for a girl, a guy, a boy, you know. Well, I'm doing better than that. See, you don't have to go find another human. Just find me a nice bird. Cut that out. Oh, I don't know. I better ask the boss about this. I never heard of such a thing. Well, you heard of it now. Run my ad. Blind idiot looking for a live bird. Make sure the bird's alive. On Inner Sight Frolics. All right, stand by. I'm gonna try to call Louie on the line. Stand by, folks. Hey, Louie, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Yeah, Suzanne, she left me. She's not here.
Yeah.
She had to go to the stupid doctor. They're going to put a machine on her to see if her brain is normal.
Yeah, she's out of commission.
Out of commission, that's it. Now you got it.
Right.
She's definitely out of commission.
Yeah, you take her to the doctor.
Yeah, that's where she went.
Yeah.
To the doctor.
What's on your mind, Frank?
Oh, well, I just wanted to see how you're doing, and if anything weird happened today, I'd love to know about it. Well, did you go to work today?
Yeah, it's Mary Haven Center of Hope.
Oh, what'd you do over there?
Doing the cutlery, doing the remotes, packing, everything, you know.
Oh. All right, you ever get any benefits from over there? They ever give you any free stuff and all that?
What, a benefit?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
You know, they ever give you anything?
Nah, not now.
Well, maybe around Christmas they might.
Yeah.
You know. Well, this Sunday, a week from Sunday is going to be...
Yeah.
Yeah, where you go? You go out on Easter? Where do you go?
Maybe I'll go to my brother's or go to my sister, maybe in my house. I've got to have a good dinner there.
Oh, that's nice. And what do you have, rigger chicken?
I'm not eating that. I'm having something, the rice and pernil and ham and potatoes.
Hey, Louie.
And glass of sangria like usual.
Did you ever have rigor mortar chicken?
What happened?
Rigor mortar chicken.
No, I'm not eating that stuff. Not me.
You don't eat that?
Yeah, sir.
That's good. It's got real bones in it.
I got to leave the bones to the side. I got to eat around the bone.
Rigor mortar chicken with spaghetti and.
No, you got to be kidding me.
And blood sauce.
No blood. Sorry. No blood.
Rigor mortar chicken is good. You can have biscuits with it.
You had it before?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I eat it all the time. I ate it out in the park, and some girls came by and said, "What's that smell?" I said, "That's rigor mortar chicken, baby."
And I gave them some.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they went running. They went running home.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Rigor mortar. They got rigor mortar. Steak, chicken, salad, everything.
You eat salad?
Oh, yeah. You don't like salad?
Yeah, I like salad.
Good, right?
What's your favorite salad in the pizzeria place?
Oh, I like onions with parsley in there, and romaine lettuce, a little tomato, red onion, artichokes, good in there, all kinds of stuff. How about you? Basil. I love basil.
Yeah.
I want some basil. 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 All right, let's see. Somebody calling me. Hold on. Let's see. Siri, any messages?
You have no new messages.
Ah, you stupid phone. Shut up. Anyway, so, yeah, listen. So you're going to go out? Now, let me ask you a question. Do you drink sangria on Easter?
Yeah.
Oh, how many glasses?
15 glasses.
Yeah, 15 glasses, you wouldn't be able to move.
With sangria, yeah.
You'd be dead in the water without water.
Yeah. Maybe I got to tell that to Suzanne if she gets back to the phone.
Yeah, if she ever comes back.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of time you go to those doctors, that's it. You never come back.
Yep.
You're finished. You know, and they bury you out back and nobody knows it. I wonder how many doctors bury people out back and nobody knows it.
Uh-huh.
Like one of those scary movies, you know.
Yeah.
Dracula. Did you hear Count Dracula went to visit the Invisible Man?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the Invisible Man said, "Tell him I can't see him."
Yeah.
No, the Invisible Man he's invisible.
Yeah, I know.
The Invisible Man went to visit Dracula. I mean, I told it to you wrong. And Dracula says, "Tell him I cannot see him."
Yeah, that's right.
Get it?
Yeah, it is.
He's invisible.
Yeah.
Can't see him.
Yeah.
Well, I can't see him anyway.
Is there a pizzeria place in East Northport?
Yeah, you remember that place? Mario's, wasn't it?
Is that still there?
I don't know.
What's have Italian salad?
You meet me over there one day. We'll find out.
Yeah, what, Italian salad?
Yeah, that was good, man.
What's in it? Cheese?
Vinegar, oil, vinegar.
Yeah.
Lettuce, tomato, onions.
Yeah. How's it taste, okay?
Yeah.
What drink you had go with it?
I had some juice, apple juice.
Yeah.
Apple juice, yeah.
I go for double slice of pizza and a cold drink.
Oh, yeah, I know. You like that pizza stuff.
Yeah. I like pepperoni. I like sausage.
Oh, Pepper had her operation on her eyes.
She can't able to see?
I don't know. I got to talk to her. I've try to catch up to her later.
Was she blind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they might be able to fix them up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, give me a little song for Easter. You know any Easter songs?
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bonny trail. Yippity hoppity, Easter on his way.
Yeah. I remember that one. That's an old one. Hey, sing it in Spanish.
Senora Peter Cottontail, hopping down the Puerto Rican bunny trail. And Frank Peril got a hippie hoppity on his way. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the Von Frontier, down in the mountain of Tennessee. It is presented in the land of the free. The wind is drowned and is blowing his horn. Let his father the son. Davy, Davy Crockett.
King of the wild frontier.
Uh-huh. That's use that for Daniel Boone.
Yeah, remember that show? You know, the guy who played Davy Crockett passed away, Vess Parker.
Years ago.
Just recently, I heard.
Yeah.
He died, man.
He rest in peace.
I don't know how old he was.
Yeah.
You remember that Jackie Gleason?
Yeah.
Where Alice is babysitting?
Yeah.
And Ralph comes in and he's mad at her. He's got the raccoon hat on. Remember that?
Yeah.
And the kid comes out of the room, and Alice picks the kid up to get him back to sleeping, and he says, gee, I didn't know Davy Crockett was so fat.
Right.
He saw Ralph with the raccoon hat on. I thought it was Davy Crockett. That was funny, man. That kid was funny. That was his only line. I wonder how much they paid him for that line. He probably had to give the money to his parents. He was too young.
Yeah.
Wonder who that kid was who played that part.
Ed Ames playing Davy in Daniel Boone.
Who played Daniel Boone?
The late Fred Vess Parker.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
Oh. 842 New York. In a sight for Alex on the air.
Okay. Frank Perino, thanks for calling and have a good weekend. Say hello to Susanna Taurasi Ferrero.
Yeah, if I can find her.
Okay.
She comes back in one piece. She said she had trouble with her leg. I hope the leg is still there.
Give her a bracket, a bracket, a bracket, a bracket, a bracket, a
bracket. That's it. That's what I say.
Hey, Frank, I need a fat lip.
A fat lip?
Yeah.
Well, you won't be able to get your hat on then.
Oh, don't tell that to Susanna Taurasi Ferrero.
Hey, Lou, you wear a hat?
Yeah, I wear it all the time.
We wear a cap?
Yeah, baseball cap.
Oh. Who, the Yankees?
Yep.
I knew that. You got a Yankee hat, right?
Yeah, it's in my room.
Oh, is that? Now, let me ask you. Is that a real Yankee hat or just a make-believe one?
A real hat.
Where'd you get that?
In a sporting goods store. Want me to get you a cap?
Wow, a Yankee hat. Wow. What's it made out of? It's real?
Yeah. It's a real hat, you know.
Yeah, but they're expensive, right? How much you pay for it?
$15.
Oh, that's not bad.
I wish I could get you a hat. I want to go to the ball game with me.
It's got the emblem on it, right?
Yeah.
What color is it?
It's black and also blue.
Oh. All right.
Okay. Frank, have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, Louie. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. If she comes out, I'm going to tell that to Susanna at Sangria.
Yeah, right.
Okay, you have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Catch up with you. It was week.
Okay.
All right, in a sight.
Okay, bye-bye, Frank.
Bye. All right, in a sight, and we got the exclusive story. Now, I don't know if you heard this. Well, you won't hear it on any other news. This is the In a Sight newsreel. And the exclusive story of the politician who wants to license the bathroom, the people who use the bathroom, that is. We now join our roving reporter at the Coliseum, outside the Coliseum, to get the comments of people what they think of having to have a license to go to, go to the bathroom. Roving reporter, take it away. Hello?
Pardon me, sir. Did you have a license?
Well, I drive a car, don't I?
No, I don't mean, that kind of a lie. I mean, the license to take a piss.
What? Are you a pervert?
I'm not a pervert. Pretty guy is pissing. You pass the law. You got to have a license. You go in the bathroom, he passed the law. You got to pass gas in the bathroom. You got to have a license.
I don't have a license. What idiot would pass a law that says you got to have a license to go to the bathroom?
Well, they're going to have guards at every door. What are you going to do now? A big... Big guy, 6'6". He's got 2 guns and a knife.
Woo! You cut that out. You're crazy. If he thinks he's going to get that law passed, you're out of your mind.
What now? I have to go bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom, please. Mister, move out now the door.
Yeah. Where's your license, miss?
What? What are you talking license? I drive here. Here's my license. I drive car.
No. You got to have a pissy fecal license. A pissy feces license.
What this pissy pissy? What is this now?
What's going on here? Who are you? What are you harassing my wife for?
She hasn't got a license. She can't go into bed.
What kind of license? You don't need no license to go to the bathroom. How are you going to do that? You'll have everybody pissing all over the place. She has to have a pissy fecal license. Pissy fecal? What the hell is that? That's a license that allows you to either sit down or stand up. Yeah, well, let me tell you something, buddy. I mean, you're a big guy, but you keep this up and you're going to be sitting down in a jail cell.
Woo!
Pissy Fiesel.
We have to go. I have to go, bud. Please, open door now. Door. Please.
Well, you got to get your pissy fecal license. I'll let you go this time. But after today, you got to have the pissy fecal license.
What's wrong with you, boy? Get the hell out my way. I got to take a load.
Where's your license?
License? I don't need no damn license. I ate 25 avocados. I gotta go, man. Look out the way.
Oh, man, that would be so... Wouldn't that be so stupid? What?
Gabriel and Kenny, they have to go to the bathroom. What are they gonna say?
Yeah. Pardon me, sir. Would you mind moving out of the door? My dress is coming off. I gotta go to the bathroom. Well, you got your license?
What?
What license? What are you talking about? You don't need a license to go to the bathroom. All you need is a front and a back, and you can go. There's a new law. You gotta have a license.
I only have a yoga license. That's all. It's good enough.
a yoga license to go.
That license no good to go to the bathroom. That's only for waving your arms around.
I'll wave my arms to do yoga. I have to let it out. Let it out. Oh! Imagine if a politician ever tried to pass a law like that. They'd run him out of town on a rail, I think. Crazy. I gotta go, man. You know, you gotta get the hell out of my get the hell out of my way. I gotta go, man. You don't get out of the way, I'm gonna go on you. I'll piss right on you. You son of a bitch. Get out of my way. I'll have to go right on you, man, you know. You gotta go. I'll have to be like a dog. Go right on your leg. Dog. Yeah, that'd be funny, wouldn't it? If he said he'd go like a dog on his leg. Take my pants down and go on your leg like a dog. Oh, stupid license. What kind of moron are you? Then you got to renew the license every year. Costs $5. Imagine if people forget to renew it. Woo! Where's your license? I had it right here. That's an old license. It's no good. That license is expired. You have an expired license. I still got a pistol. Woo! All right, in his sight, and as we said, don't try any of this at home, see? Whatever you do, don't try standing in front of a restroom asking people for their license. You know, there are some people who would actually try that, you know, I believe it. Make them, you know, and try to extort money out of them. Imagine the other thing that would happen. How many people would try to bribe the guard? Hey, wait, my guy got $10 here. Here's a $10. Let me go. 20, make it 20, make it 20. $30, that's all I got, $30. Just, here's the license. Look, that's not a license. Here's $40. They try to bribe the guy to get in there. All right, in sight. Hope you had a little whacked up fun, you know, it's all fun. And we'll be with you Monday, man, I'm glad. Yeah, my engineer never showed up. Had to go to some stupid doctor. Here's where she gets worse. Gee, I hope this stupid doctor doesn't put her in a damn hospital. That would be worse. You know, with an infection oblongata or something. Who the hell knows? All right, in the sight. And don't forget, you want to do a day for Milton, send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. We today initiated Inner Sight Montana. We registered officially, paid a small fee. We are now an official organization in the state of Montana. So that means we can help more people over there. We have a chapter head in Montana who can help, and we have the right to do benefits and try to raise money to keep people out of nursing homes. All right, in a sight. around the world, I want to thank the biting buzzard. For being on the show tonight. I want to thank Louie, my buddy. Louie the Revealer. Hey, that's a good name for Louie. Louie the Revealer. And all of our friends. Oh, Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you. Kennedy Realty. Islip Cleaners, thank you for your donation. Got to get another one from you. All our friends. And Inner Sight marches on, and we're growing a little bit, starting Inner Sight Montana. Anybody out in Montana, you get a chance Monday, give us a call. We'd like to talk to you. All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. And we will be with you Monday, Mad or Glad. Tuesday's open mic. Wednesday's the nursing home show. Thursday is a different subject to be announced. And Friday, of course, tonight was our frolics. A little bit of craziness. A little bit of stupid talk. And whatever. Inner Sight. Around the world. Thank you so much. Be with you on Monday, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 to 9, Inner Sight. Goodbye, world, Inner Sight. Woo-hoo!